Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Okay. Again, this is not the contest line that I'm about to read from. These are text contributions from our listeners that come in throughout the morning, and here's where we get a chance to read them back. You'll hear your own contribution, and unless, of course, you're super nasty. Sometimes you'll hear those too.
Sometimes those get on too.
As long as the language is safe, we can probably still do those. It's nice for us. It's a good
reset.
Takes
for
us down a peg
right.
a little we, bit.
That's what we need. Take us
that.
Down a peg, guys.
Sure.
We're getting a little too full of ourselves over here.
Right. Anyway, 800-400-3697, that's the number. Sarah, have you been to the new Menya Shono Ramen place on 4th in San Rafael yet? Famous chef and restaurant from Japan. It's pretty outstanding. You and your son should check it out.
We tried to get in there. My son has been there. He is a huge ramen fan, and he went there the minute he heard about it. And we tried, and just it was too hard for us, so we gave up.
But his review of it was?
He loved it. He couldn't believe how good it was.
Oh. Does sound pretty good.
I freaking love ramen with the white hot passion of a thousand suns.
Wow, really? Mm,
so good. Just love ramen. It's not to love. Bowl of noodles. Delicious.
Well,
broth.
I would say I agree 1,000%, except that when you say what's not to love, well, it's messy as heck.
Yeah, sure. There's that. Also, they put those little fish things in there. I don't like that.
Fish.
Yeah, little floating fish, pressed fish things. I don't like those. They can keep those.
What is that?
I push them to the side.
Yeah, I don't know
I like the egg, and I like the little bit of fatty pork that they float in there sometimes. But they put these like little fish, I don't know, they're like little weird fish cake discs.
Is it fish balls?
No, they're not balls. They're more like a slice of a fish ball.
Hmm.
They can keep those. I don't like those.
All right. Hmm. Let's see. Mayonnaise, blah. Hate it. Damn, y'all got me craving burgers now. LOL.
Yeah, I went and ate a bowl of cereal after we had that conversation about burgers. Very unsatisfying.
Yeah.
I really wanted a burger.
Hey, Coco, would you want ranch with those tater tots?
No, actually, I don't eat ranch with my tater tots.
Mm. Hmm. She's a ketchup and potato girl?
Yeah.
Would but you like a glass of ranch with your burger, though? I mean, you know,
no.
Chase it down with some ranch.
No.
Sometimes in a wine glass. Make it classy. You know.
Just like that, Vinny.
That's the jar, Vin. Is the whole jar.
Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes I eat my french fries with ranch, but I haven't done my tater tots.
But the tots, no.
I just haven't thought of it.
Well, now that the idea's been planted, obviously, that's
yeah, now I'm
going to
go
tonight.
Do that.
Yeah, give it a
707 says, hello, chili fries smothered in cheese. Every food has a right to be loved. Crap. Now I'm hungry. Happy eating.
Yep.
The barbecue sauce is good, but y'all have to try actual barbecue. No, I've had barbecue. What do you mean?
What are they talking about?
Maybe they're talking about Everett and Jones's barbecue restaurant.
Yes, that would be
okay.
Right. Sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
Let's
down.
Go.
I love barbecue, but you know, I don't find myself in the East Bay often enough.
I'm going to be finding myself there a lot in the coming days. I'll let you know. I'll stop there.
Oh, right. You are?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I'm moving to Walnut Creek.
Well, wait. Did you guys find a place?
Found a place yet?
Oh,
I think he's going to commute from here for a while and just figure out, you know how.
But you're going to drive him and pick him up each day, so you'll be over
yes,
there quite a bit.
Yes, that's going right. to be my job as his mom.
Nice of you. Yeah. You're a good mom.
Yeah, Actually, the Prius is in getting tuned up right now. Got to make it a safe commute car because that thing, woof. It's like 15 years old now. It's all.
Oh, it's fine.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And besides, he's a computer guy now. Right. He's big money. He can go out and buy that Subaru he wants so bad without even blinking.
He doesn't care about cars.
I'll take it.
Yep.
Here's the cash.
Yeah.
Vinny, your kid would love Legoland. Probably, but guess what? Nothing beats Disneyland. And I don't mean that, no offense to Legoland, but there is, because you've watched the movies and because now the movies are alive in front of you in person.
Is this real life?
There's nothing like it.
Yeah. Make sure you get her that little autograph book that they charge you an arm and a leg for, and you go through and get all the autographs.
You know, I'll tell you, as embarrassed as I was to be in line waiting for character meetups, my kid loved it.
Oh, like, it's magic.
Absolutely loved it. Wants to go back as soon as possible. So, okay.
She met Cinderella.
Yeah.
She met Ariel. He knows them all. Those are friends of hers.
Listen, she chickened out from meeting, what's her bucket, from Frozen.
Elsa. Oh, boy.
She chickened out and didn't want to. We had to go. It wasn't until the next time we went back. And then afterwards, she's like, wasn't I brave today? I'm like, what? Okay, fine.
Sure. Super brave. Yep. Wasn't I brave waiting through that line? Considering there could be disappointment at the end of it, like there was last time after the 2-hour line.
The whole I can't do it. I got to go. What? Okay.
But 2 hours of our day.
Whatever. Whatever you say, dear little one.
You're brave. Brave and courageous. Handsome, brave, and courageous. Just like Dad.
Fried pickles are amazing, too. I've never had that. Have you had that?
Yeah, I've had deep fried pickles.
And?
They're fine. I don't need that. I actually like a cold pickle. I don't want a hot pickle.
408 says, well, I guess I'm having burgers for dinner tonight.
Yeah. Mm. Ooh, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm. 925 says, burgers for breakfast. Yeah, I guess once you start talking about something like that, you're doomed to.
Bring it on.
Right. Tater tot nachos are the money move. What does that even mean?
Oh.
It's probably like carne asada fries.
Mm-hmm.
How it's just like all the toppings. On top of the fries. Like what you would usually get with nachos, you just put on top of the fries.
Oh, right. I want to have that.
You've never had
really
that?
Where do they serve that? Where do you buy that?
Any local Mexican restaurant?
Any tacky area.
They make tater tot.
Well, I don't know about tater tot, but I know about the French fries. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go to your local Bay Area talky area.
You say it wrong.
Bring your own tots. Ask them to put
I'm just trying to say it so you'll understand it. I'm trying to speak your language, my friend.
Yeah, yeah. Too much okay. I'm not going to read that one again.
Too much potato.
The perfect burger is bacon, pepper jack cheese, pickled red onion, arugula, and mayo. Yum.
Damn, that sounds good.
Arugula? That does
sound delicious. I love arugula.
Me too.
Bitter and delicious.
Mm-hmm. No. That's not no. Even the onions,
don't get to say.
Oh, the onions? Come on.
No.
It's good.
Ooh.
Who's making all that noise in the background, Cameron?
I turned my mic down. She's like being Batman out there or something.
Oh. Well, invite her in. I mean, why not?
Thanks.
I love when she bangs on the door.
She's uncontrollable right now.
Oh, yeah. That's,
she's three.
And here I am at another location from my home because I had to. They just don't want to listen when you tell them, stop coming in here and making a scene. Dad is working. I actually thought of that when you were talking about Pink and how she keeps her kids around. And that's great. And if she's able to do her show without it affecting her, that's even better. But I even remember the text that came through where people went, I stopped watching that because of the kid.
I think what part they were probably talking about was when her son, anytime they said something, why? But why?
Oh,
why?
He really is a why,
why?
Kid.
Why?
And she keeps on answering him.
Every scene he was in. Why? Why? Mm-hmm. But she kept answering him back, though.
She just answers and answers and answers and answers.
Well,
and Yeah, it's, you know, she's great.
There are people who can handle that.
Cut out for it, right?
I'm not one of them. I can't.
But why?
Well, here's why. For some reason, I lack the patience necessary to and I know better.
Why?
No, here's the thing. Like, I, for some reason, I can only do one thing at a time. And
why?
When questions start to, well, I don't know why that part is. That just seems to be the way I'm built. But
why?
We're all born different. We all have different skill sets.
Why?
Because it would be a boring world if we were all exactly the same.
Why?
Okay, this is where Dad starts to meltdown.
You're doing good, though. You're doing good.
Yeah,
this
you're
is where Dad
your own.
Can't take it anymore.
Yeah. I think your problem is you're giving too long of answers. You need to cut it short. You need to ask them a question.
Yeah,
I do that. I've been doing the wide to Cameron, and she just babbles about nonsense. I go, and then what? Oh, why'd you do that? And then what? And then she just goes on, and it's not even complete sentences, but it's right. just, it's so fun. Just listening to
we'll
her.
We'll be taping it all.
Her world.
All right.
I do sometimes, yeah. So
the wild world of a three-year-old.
Exactly, imagination.
Why?
510 says, did anyone notice the new Cruella movie may not be appropriate for kids under 13? I thought the primary audience for those movies was kids under 13.
Yeah, this, it looks pretty disturbing. It's Emma Stone. And then I think it's like Emma Thompson plays the mean overlord lady. It actually, I thought...
I'm going to like it.
I actually will like that.
But I'm not 13.
Yeah, it's for grown-ups.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that she's the one who wanted to wear the dogs, right?
Mm. Yes.
That's where the 101 Dalmatians comes from, which is already sort of a disturbing thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that it is for older kids. I don't think this is the one that kids grow up loving. It's not Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
This is not for little...
Yeah. You know. I agree. And Disney does make grown-up entertainment as well. You know, this is, it's just that sometimes people get confused. They think it's a kid's movie because it has a character from a kid's story in it.
Who leaves their keys in the car while pumping gas?
I do.
I also turn off the engine and take the keys. Well, a lot of people don't have to put the key into anything.
That's
true. Our car got stolen. Because if you don't put the keys in, you forget and you leave them in there all the time.
Right. Well, you don't put them into a...
But someone I know did.
Yeah, yeah. I've done that. You get out because you've just got the fob and it's just sitting in the little dish there, you know, where you put all the junk that you don't care about and it's covered up by whatever mask you stuffed in there. And then you get out of the car with all your junk, you close the door, you forget to lock it, you forget that the key's in there, and the next thing you know, it's gonzo.
That drives away without you.
And I think that if you pulled in like an electric hybrid or something and the engine basically shuts down, you might not even realize that the car is still on. You have the key fob in your pocket. You could be pumping gas and they could drive away with it. Until they shut it off, it'll say key not detected, but you can still use it. Nikki, is there someone in there with you? Oh!
Yeah, it's V. Hale.
V. Hale has made her appearance.
Right on cue, V. Right on cue.
Hi,
hello,
V.
Good morning, everyone.
Good
Rise
morning.
And shine.
How you feeling? Are you? I mean, you must be just backstroking through your victory the other day.
Chopping up a bit to do it again.
You know, I'm trying not to get too cocky. I mean, what, 1 out of 9? I mean, for some bragging rights. But yeah, I'm going to try and tame it, you know?
Yeah.
All right.
It's going to be tough.
But you're feeling confident going into today's Epic Battle Royale.
If I'm being honest, no, not at all.
Oh. Well, you don't have to.
Well, it's Whiskey Wednesday. Maybe a little liquid courage will help you.
It's already poured in this coffee cup, good sir.
Yeah.
Good sir.
Just kidding. Just kidding. It's coffee. Just kidding.
Just
it's not
kidding,
coffee.
Michael. I kid.
It's Whiskey Wednesday.
Right.
Mm. Yeah.
Wednesday.
Facts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I love that. Wednesday.
Good morning, family. How many sisters does Coco have?
Like
also,
1,000.
Please do the Battle Royale as a daily event. I love it. Hilda. Yeah.
I like it, too. V. Hale's not always available. And first question, how many sisters? 100? 100 sisters?
I have 3. Two older and 1 younger.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of kids.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The third of four, you're lost. You're like a lost child.
Oh, no, I'm always forgotten. I'm always a forgotten one. It's all good.
She's a middle child, too.
Yeah, I'm always looked over. Brandon,
have
you're the middle child, too, right?
I am, yeah.
So that's why we get each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Have your parents ever been talking about how they kept trying for a boy and just kept getting girls?
Oh, yeah. No, they. That's why my mom had so many kids. Every time she was pregnant, she was like, it's a boy. My dad's like, it's not. Nah.
And you were supposed to be a boy, I was supposed right? That's to be why a... I named you Nick. Nicole yeah. after Nick, mm-hmm. right?
Halfway like, well, if I'm not going to get a girl, I'm getting a Nick Jr. out of this one way or the other.
Yeah. Every time she was like, it's a boy. I know it is. I know it is. And then, nope.
I actually had a story in the news about one of those gender reveal parties where the dad pops the balloon.
Yeah.
And the pink balloons fly out. And he is visibly pissed off and is like, ah! And then, of course, this gets posted. And everyone's like, what a b-hole. Like, what's that guy's problem? Jeez, your daughter's gonna see that someday, you jerk.
Yeah. I say to my second kid all the time, you were supposed to be a girl. He'll say something to me, I go,
I don't think
you were
it's as damaging
you were supposed to be a girl.
People were making it out to be, but you know, yeah. you could you,
right.
tamp
my
that
mom
down
goes
a
all the
bit.
Time, I should have just had boys.
Yeah. we, boys yeah. are easier.
Girls throw back that right attitude now. To their mom, yeah. so
all right. Well, we've drifted away from V Hale and I feel
oh,
like
right.
she,
back
I feel
to
like
v.
she's deflating.
Oh no! I just was thinking that's what it gets for having a gender reveal party, but
yeah. right.
I didn't say anything. I can't stand those things.
People want to have parties, V Hale. You should know this better than anyone. An excuse
I have one
to have
like every day. It's a right. one woman party. No need to bring people over and have random colors appear. Okay, just pour the drinks and invite
we
people
should just
over.
Just start doing like it's a gender reveal party. Green.
Yeah. No. Or take off your pants. What are you? Woo!
Yes, I'm
going to
I'm gonna gender reveal right now.
I'm going to reveal my gender.
Okay, ladies. Now.
All right. Fantastic.
Let's take a breath. Let's practice some mindfulness, and we'll do battle after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Hello, Vinny.
Are you stretched out there, sir?
I just practiced a little breathing exercises.
Oh.
That's not true. I just needed to go find my phone.
Okay. Alice and I. Oh,
sorry.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is time to new battle, the epic battle royale, where VH and VH go head to head. Find out who knows the most about kid stuff in the Trivial
you
Pursuit
know,
family
I'll tell
game.
You what. I think you got to double check whether you're using kid questions. Some are easy, but some of those are ridiculous. All right, kids cards. You say.
It indeed is.
Kids cards. All right, six questions, all the different categories. Yell out your answers. If you yell it out first and you're wrong, the other person gets an unimpeded chance to get the point.
All right.
Question number one. What string instrument was Thomas Jefferson accomplished on?
Cello.
Nope.
Violin.
That's correct. Oh. What book is about an amphibian that lives at Toad Hall? Is it The Frog Prince, The Wind in the Willows, or Jeremy Fisher?
Hey, Bob.
Wind in the Willows.
Wind in the Willows is correct.
Oh.
That was
Did you know that? Or was that a
no.
guess? Oh, okay.
But The Frog Prince is stupid, so. But good answer, Vin.
Well, I don't even know any of those.
What two states joined the United States in 1959? 1959, what two states became
Hawaii one? And Alaska.
That is correct, Vincent. Which is more popular, the name William or the name Robert?
Robert.
Nope.
It's going to be a tough one.
Is that William?
William is the correct answer. How many wisdom teeth do most people have?
Four.
Four. That is correct, Vincent. And what is the NFL championship called?
The Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl. By a score 5-1, every question answered, Vincent reclaims his title as El Campeón del Pueblo. Boy, he was on it.
Bryn. Very well done, Bryn. I love that.
He wasn't giving you any room on that
my
one.
Pleasure.
No, that's why I think he sort of let me win
last
time.
That's exactly right. He just yelled
out. And then he comes in all boom, boom, boom. So just
well, he needed
don't...
his title back. Speaking of which, if you ever win one of these again, you need to have a new title. You can't be the El Campeón del Pueblo.
Yeah, that's my name. That's not your name.
You got to come up with
and
your
that
own.
That name's not up for grabs.
Okay.
But Edwin so Nature
I didn't want it, and I'm so sorry, Vin. I didn't know that we were very sensitive about this title. I will gladly take, if listeners want to text in options or ideas, I have no problem. You keep that title, darn it. It is
Thank
yours,
you.
Okay?
Someone did send in one that I thought wasn't bad, but unfortunately, on the text, it's going to take me a minute to find it. I'll have it for you. I'll find it and tell you about it next time.
Okay. Or maybe we'll tell Nikki to find it and have it for you for next time.
Yeah, Nikki.
Give me a different title. Don't worry, Vin.
You could tell her on the V on the Secret Show because she'll be on this Friday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So are we going to do a Battle Royale on Friday as well?
I cannot wait.
Yeah, we'll try to squeeze one in. Yeah,
we'll do one of those, then we'll do the Secret Show. Oh, man.
Maybe I can do 2 out of 3 for the week.
That would be great.
You won't.
I did know some of these answers, though. I'm slow. I'm getting
there. You got to spit them.
That's what I'm telling myself.
Yep. So, yeah, I know you did guess right on a couple of them, but too late. So only on The Secret Show are we going to talk to you, and Vinny's got a million questions for you, but we've got, I guess it's not really a bad advice. Like, we gave this guy bad advice on the air and said, oh, you're gay, you should leave your wife. And he did. And we're going to talk to him. I know.
Well, if he's gay, he shouldn't be married to,
Well, we're going to hear his whole story. I mean, that's the hope. Our producer's going to produce this guy.
Yeah, someone wrote in and said, you guys are so judgy. What if he didn't know he was gay until just recently? And I'm thinking, well, I'm assuming that he had some idea he was gay. He would have internally been like, hey, that guy's kind of hot, right?
I'm not turned on by my wife.
We'll
ask him all these questions.
We'll
ask him all these questions.
Wait, this is crazy.
Right, and if listeners have questions that they'd like put to this anonymous person who's going to come on and talk to us about their experience, by all means, text them on in. Mm-hmm. Write them in. Bryn@RadioAlice.com. We'll take a whole email. We'll hear your story. V. Hale, I'm sorry to say, you are not the champion anymore. You are not El Campeón anymore.
No, it never will be. Vin, don't you lose sleep at night. I'm not taking that name, okay?
She's going to get her own name. If she ever wins again, we'll find out what it is. We'll reveal it then. All right. Have a great day, everybody. V. Hale, take it away. Janie's up in the afternoon. Lots of chances to get yourself qualified.
Oh, I found it!
Gwen Stefani. Oh, what is it?
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
Could you call V. Hale La Reina del Pueblo? It's Queen of the Village.
La Reina del Pueblo. I love it. I'm going to write it down.
Me likey.
La Reina. How do you spell Reina? R-A-I?
R-E-I-N-A, but it's pronounced Reina.
La Reina del Pueblo?
Uh-huh. Queen of the Village in English.
La Reina del Pueblo.
It's not even a real title, but I feel fancy.
You don't even have that title right now.
No,
you have to earn that title. You'll have another chance on Friday. Happy Wetness Day, everybody.
Bye.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.